shears his film before a live studio audience.
Carla, you look spiffy. You going out tonight?
Yep. Eddie and I catching a movie. This is last night in town. He's going out on the road again with the ice show.
Uh-oh.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, nothing.
Well, you know, all right, I got this image of, you know, chorus girls in skimpy costumes, you know, skating around, a lonely husband on the road, far away from his connubials, if you know what I mean. Well, you're not worried?
Not at all. I know my Eddie, and I trust him completely. He's the sweetest, most faithful, loving husband in the whole world. And I thank God every day he married me. If ever there was a one-woman man, Eddie LeBeck.
Hey, Carla, what movie are you going to see?
Fatal Attraction.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
You'll be glad to know I decided to take your advice and become more dynamic. I have just left a seminar that has changed my life. In a few short hours, I have become the essence of self-assertiveness.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hey!
What's going on? What's going on? Hey, I heard something. What's happening? If somebody doesn't tell me what's going on, I'm going to start crying.
Oh, we're sorry. We didn't know you were here.
Today is our anniversary.
This is the day 2 years ago. Well, cheers, beat that scourge down the road, Gary's Old Town Tavern in Bowie. Yeah!
That's the big deal.
It's the only time we ever won anything.
I take it that they've beaten us at things.
At everything.
Touch football, softball, darts, ugly as toes.
You name it.
I think the current tally is 173-1, but we are presently on a winning streak. Oh, yeah.
Isn't it about time for the call?
By golly, yes it is.
Hey, here it is. Time for the ceremonial call to Gary.
The call.
All right. Yeah.
Hello, Gary. It's Sam Malone. Yeah, I'm just calling to say hi, see how you're doing. No, you know, for the life of me, I can't think of what brought you to mind. No, wait a minute. Maybe it was because 2 years ago tonight, we waxed your hiney in bowling.
Hey! The poor sap is begging for a rematch.
I'm sorry, Gary. No, there'll be no rematch. The moment of victory is frozen in time.
That's right.
Hello, Gary.
No.
The guy is such a poor loser.
Drinks on the house.
Hey! Keller, once more around about, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Hey, hold it. Where is the trophy? Who moved it?
What?
Oh, come on. It's got to be around here somewhere.
Hey, now listen. This is not funny. Where is the trophy?
Wait a minute. This smacks of Gary.
Hey, you mean he has a spy in here?
Yeah, hey, that's right. Who was that guy at the end of the bar drinking imported beer?
Mm-hmm.
Very suspicious. You know none of us can afford that stuff.
Let's storm the place.
Wait. Come on, let's not turn this into mob rule here. Just a couple of guys. Go over and talk to him first. Come on.
All right, Sam, I think you better take me because I got to be intimidated by the authority of my uniform.
Actually, I think I'll take Woody, you know. In case of some trouble, I like to have someone young and strong around there. Come on, Woody.
Good luck. Our trophy. Oh, Sam. What did you do to Gary? Did you punch him right in the face?
Not exactly, no.
He did ask out our waitress.
Hey.
Sitting around here like a bunch of wimps for?
It's what wimps do.
Let's go over to Gary's and torch the place. Come on.
Whoa. There's got to be a cooler way of doing this now. We got to use a little cunning.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to do something to Gary and make him really miserable.
Why don't you marry him?
I do not want this thing getting out of hand. If this bar becomes a high school locker room, my patronage, other than the Bowery Boys, will disappear.
No, in this case, I'm afraid I must agree with Rebecca.
Thank you, Dr. Crane.
Well, it's not for your dollar grubbing, you know, front office kissy face reasons, but... it's because revenge is never the answer. You see... a potentially unending cycle of juvenile retaliation can only lead to a kind of mob mentality, which will ultimately result in a regrettable act.
Wait a minute, Doc. When Diane left you at the altar, why aren't you the guy who enrolled her in every tape book and record club known to mankind?
Yes, but that was different. The pompous witch deserved it.
No. Come on. We gotta think of something to get our pride back.
There is one thing you can beat Gary's Old Town Tavern at.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Maturity.
You at Cheers.
Holy mackerel, this isn't Cheers.
Uh-oh. Malone's back. And this time he brought some muscle.
Sammy, I can't go through with this. Not when this guy is taking shots at me.
No, that was a shot at me.
You're right. Okay.
Gary, We're here in peace. Now, we want to let bygones be bygones, so we brought along some champagne to bury the hatchet. What do you say, huh?
Is that right? No tricks?
No tricks.
Well, that's damn decent of you, Malone. Bill, some glasses.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, last night at Cheers, all we could talk about was revenge. I mean, that trophy meant a great deal to us. But then, you know, cooler heads, light of day, and all that kind of thing, we just... well, we realized that to do battle with you would just destroy both of us. At least we have the satisfaction of knowing that we beat you in one thing. Matured.
Actually, I'm afraid you came up short there, too. I just sent a dozen roses over to Cheers with an apology note. Here's to Cheers.
No. To Gary's.
To Gary's,
keep that back window locked. You know, people could sneak in here and steal some of this fine crystal.
Come, my little vandal. Our job here is done.
You know what gets me about this, Malone? It's how weeny this stunt was. This is the best you could come up with? I am embarrassed, all right. Not for me, but for you.
Oh, yeah.
Told you we should have fixed his brakes.
You think I'm humiliated? I'm not humiliated.
Pretty weenie.
Now I'm humiliated.
Then after lunch, I had a patient. Three separate personalities, each one more boring than the other. As a matter of fact, he's the only one who can tell them apart.
Now, Luth, darling, let's remember our caveat. No more shop talk. It's the weekend. It's time to engage in nice, normal conversation. I'll get us some drinks, will you?
Why do you have this obsession with labeling everything? Normal, abnormal, weekday, weekend?
Well, darling, I was only trying to create a certain...
In other words, control the conversation. That's rather compulsive, isn't it?
Well, how anal of you to notice.
Oh, the whole world's anal to you.
Well, what say we sleep in late tomorrow and have eggs benedict?
I love you.
Pest control. Where should we start?
Excuse me, what's this about?
Your rat problem?
Rat problem?
Aren't you the one to call about a rat problem?
No, of course not. No, we don't have rats.
Well, that's what we understand, ma'am. Rats in the building. Big gray ones. That's why we're here.
Everybody hold on. There are no rats here.
Oh, of course, Rebecca. We believe you. If you should run across any white ones about yay big, I'd be happy to give you $4 a piece for them.
What do you use them for?
Snacks.
Everyone, just stay where you are. There are no rats. Three rounded drinks on the house.
I wouldn't do that, ma'am. Those little buggers might already have gotten into your beer.
Well, I'll chance it.
Sam, did you call anyone about a rat problem?
No. We have a rat problem? Ooh, God.
I didn't call. You didn't call. Who called?
Gary.
How did he know we have rats?
Look, if you need us, here's our card.
Come again.
Now that's a stunt. Love, Gary.
He's mine.
Mess with us, huh? Yeah. Well, he finds the prune juice in his Kahlua.
Yeah, what about the sneezing powder in the ventilation system, eh? That was the coup de ville, huh?
Yeah, Gary's messed around with the wrong guys.
Yeah.
What is that there to see the stupid looks on their faces, you know?
Hey, who's the chrome dome?
I don't know. I've never seen him before.
Uh-huh.
Afternoon. I have a draft.
Excuse me there, pal of mine.
Yeah?
What exactly are you doing in here?
Getting a drink.
Uh-huh. So you're not from the neighborhood, are you?
No, I'm from Framingham. My wife's at Mass General. She just had a double bypass, and I thought I'd unwind a little with a drink. Is that okay? Sure.
Let's shave his head and put him on a bus.
Yeah.
Excuse me. On second thought, I think I'll check to see if they have a juice machine in the ICU.
Yeah, you do that, pal. Hey, you tell Dr. Gary the gang of cheers says hello.
Yeah, you're right, huh?
Okay.
I don't know.
What, do you think we're idiots or something?
Did anybody remember to grease the bar stools over at Gary's?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Woody, get this man his favorite.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you.
You're too kind. May I please see the manager?
I'm the manager. Can I help you?
Oh, so you're the manager. Finally something in this place worth looking at. I'm Gary from the Old Town Tavern.
Well. I never expected to see you step foot in this bar. Now I can call the exterminator.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry you feel that way, although I can't say I blame you. Things did kind of get out of hand, but hey, we're both professionals here. Why don't we just call this whole thing off before we lose any more customers? Look, I have to admit that when I first heard that you personally authorized some of these pranks, I was a little ticked off myself, but now that I've met you, why don't we call that water under the bridge and have a new era of peaceful coexistence?
Hmm? All right. Truth.
Whoa. I feel like a giant weight has been lifted from my shoulders. Do you mind if I call you sometime? Maybe we go out for a cup of coffee?
Sure, why not? I like coffee.
See ya.
How could you do that?
How could I do what?
After all that's happened around here, you can go on a date with that rat?
Would you please not say that? I happen to think Gary made a lot of sense. Besides, he's kind of cute.
Cute? You think Gary's cute?
Yeah, he's got a real cool face and a nice body. He looks kind of like an athlete.
Hey, what am I?
Jealous. Excuse me. There are sheep in my office.
Oh, sheep.
You gotta admire that, eh?
I thought it smelled like home.
I'm gonna rip his head off.
Oh, but he's so cute.
And then I'm gonna tie him up, and I'm gonna take a lighter, and I'm gonna torch him from the tip of his toes to the top of his head.
How come you never do stuff like that to me? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's all taken care of here. You all set?
Yep. Toolbox? Check. Coaxial cable? Check. VCR? Check.
Tape?
Check.
Good luck, Ben.
Carla. 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 You're not going to do anything illegal, are you?
What makes you say that?
Ladies and gentlemen, Gary's Old Town Tavern is once again proud to present the finest in world-class boxing on the largest screen TV available in any bar in the greater metropolitan Boston area. Sit back, relax, and let the bloodletting begin!
All right, the months of waiting are over. We've heard all the hype. We know how many millions are on the line. This is the big one. Here we go!
Good evening, I'm Norm Peterson. And I'm Clifford C. Clavin. Welcome to an evening of poetry. We're so glad that you've chosen to ignore the fisticuffs that they're watching over at Cheers right now, three blocks down and on your right. Drinks half price if you mention Gary sent me.
Tapped into the cake.
Instead, relax with us and enjoy. As we read and interpret the many works of Dante Gabriel Rossetti, the famous 19th century poet and fancy guy. Clifford? Damn it. I'd like to start with the Ballad of the Dead Ladies.
Ah,
an excellent choice. It's written in iambic pentathlon with the rhyming couplets. Every couple of couplets. Tell me now, in what hidden way is Lady Fleur, the lovely Roland?
Oh, hey, Gary, you. I want to know, did you enjoy the fight the other night?
Yeah, who'd you bet on, Shelley or Keats?
You guys are great. I tell you, I didn't know you had it in you. You know what? This is going to go down in the annals of gags as one of the greatest. Here, give me your hands, guys. I got something better for you, though, than a trophy now.
Come on, Gary.
No. On the level. No cross fingers, standing on both feet. I am a personal friend of Wade Boggs. The Wade Boggs. He was going to come over to my place, sign some autographs, but I rerouted him over here. He should be here any minute. You take good care of him, okay? You guys are the greatest. I didn't know you had it in you. Take care.
Did you guys hear that? Wade Boggs is coming here.
All right.
Who's Wade Boggs?
Who's Wade Boggs? He's only the greatest third baseman in Red Sox history. Guy's a pure hitter. He's only popped up 6 times in 5 years.
Wait a minute. I'm standing in a room full of idiots.
That's true. What's your point?
Gary's not going to send the real Wade Boggs over to see us. He's going to get some guy in a Wade Boggs suit claiming to be Wade Boggs. We're all going to slobber all over him, buy him drinks, beg him for autographs. And Gary will come in and bust a gut laughing at us.
Yeah, you're right.
Excuse me. Can I help you?
Yeah, Gary sent me over to sign some autographs. Hi, I'm Wade Boggs.
Hi.
Wade Boggs, eh? Yeah, how you doing? I'm Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I'm his good friend Dizzy Dean.
And I'm Woody Boyd.
Sure, that isn't Wade Boggs. I mean, it really looks like him.
Oh, God, come on, that's not Wade Boggs. Wade Boggs is a big strapping lad like myself. Mr. Wade Boggs. But what are we batting these days? Something like 360, huh?
361.
Oh.
Well, welcome to Cheers, Mr. Wade Boggs.
I thought you folks were Red Sox fans.
Oh, yeah, we're Red Sox fans. Sure, Mr. Wade Boggs. As a matter of fact, we'd like to give you a nice welcome that we give all great sports stars that happen by the Cheers here.
Maybe I ought to get out of here.
Come on, guys, let's get him! Check out this guy's wallet. Find out who this joker really was. Yeah, listen, this guy's name was Wade Boggs.
Wow, what a coincidence.
Well, I guess Gary went through a lot of trouble to make up fake IDs for this guy and credit cards and a photo of him with Jim Rice and Dwight Evans.
Oh, sorry I'm late, guys. Had a rough night. I was out showing Gary's steady chick the time of her life. I miss anything?
No, just an average day. We refilled the pretzel balls, played a little darts, pants Wade Boggs, watched a little TV.
Wait, you did what?
Oh, man, we thought it was another one of Gary's tricks.
So that's who was running out there in his underwear in traffic.
You know, you see, Gary has pulled off the greatest, most ingenious trick of them all. He's gotten us to get ourselves.
Faze is right. I can't top this. Gary's beaten us.
You know, it's really rather Machiavellian.
Hey, come on, guys. And so we've been humiliated in every sport. We've still got something that Gary can't take away.
Our pride?
Hell no, we never had that. We have got the great Wade Boggs pants.
Well, it's either this or nothing.
We're number one!
We're number one!
We're number one!
We're number one!